The Leadership Platform is brought to you by Sibanye Gold, a proudly South African mining company. At Sibanye Gold, we believe leaders are made, not born. We also believe we can create a sustainable legacy by helping to develop tomorrow's leaders today. Which is why we have partnered with the Leadership Platform to nurture leaders who are committed to growing our country's economy. We are proud to say it's an initiative that's already showing glittering results. Sibanye Gold, we are one.
Leadership Masterclass on the Leadership Platform, now from 12 to 1. It's great to be with you. We've been with you the last hour. First half hour, 11 to 11.30, was Leadership in Education. And then 11.30 to 12 was SMB Leadership, Small Medium Business Leadership. And now it's going to be a General Leadership Masterclass. So it's really great to be with you. What we share with you over the next half hour, you can get on a podcast. And then the half hour after that as well. So go to leadershipplatform.com for all things leadership. Two P's in the middle, leadershipplatform.com. In the studio, we've got Rich Simmons, no stranger to the show. He's been traveling to quite a few destinations the last month. His year started with a bang. So in the second half, first half of the show, he'll join our conversation. But in the second half, we'll also look a little bit at what he's learned in the different cultures. As leaders, we've got to be aware of a lot of things and also have a feeling for the international front. And also with us, Sivan Mari. He's a human capital and transformation director in a large business. So he's here to join our panel and to have a leadership conversation. Join our master lesson for the next half hour, Sivan. Great to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And Louis Groenewald, as usual, co-founder of Leadership Platform, is with us the entire 2 hours. So our master lesson today. Last week, we spoke about creating a believable, positive momentum. Or the week before, in fact, we spoke about creating a believable, positive momentum. And you can get the podcast for that one. You just go and download it and listen to it. After that, we spoke about how does a leader get his or her mind into that space of creating that believable, positive momentum. And we then referred to the big leadership question that leaders should ask themselves on a regular basis. Be it, I'm struggling to move this mine. I'm struggling to move this business. I'm struggling to move this relationship. You can almost always say or ask this question. How can I help move this situation that has become stuck in a positive direction? And when you do that, it is amazing what those few words, I think it's 11 words, can do for a leader and his, her attitude. It is remarkable. But what I'm going to zoom in on today, and honestly, if you catch this, if you catch the essence of this, it can change you as a leader. It really can. I've shared this with a lot of leaders. Those who capture the essence, they change. They do better. Those who don't, well, later in life, they'll have to capture it somehow. But in the middle, or somewhere in the middle of the sentence, how can I help move this situation in a positive direction? The word move pops up. Now, here's the deal. After 20 years of interviewing and working with leaders across different industries, from sporting to business to politics to social, it doesn't matter where, we have discovered and continue to rediscover that in essence, at its core, all leaders are in the business of movement. We use words like improvement. We want you to improve that situation, manager, person, that I've just put into that leadership position. Or we want you to better it, or to grow it, or to maximize it, or to change it. You know, there's lots of words we use. But in the end, that is the essence of leadership. We are always asked what great leaders have in common. Now, one step back, there are 7.2 billion people on this planet. And they are all unique, different, and complex. And this is no different for leaders. Every one of them is unique, different, and complex. That's just the way it is. So they don't necessarily have certain attributes in common. There are some things that they do, but not as common as people think. However, what they have in common, without exception, is this. They have taken a situation, or they take a situation that's been thrust upon them, or that they thrust upon themselves, from where it currently is to a better place in the future. And we say that means they created movement. So they take a Cliff Central from a startup, a nothing, and they move it forward to becoming a significant player in the broadcasting community. And that helps when you have a big name and so on. But that's movement. Cliff Central, movement has developed over the last 8, 9, 10 months. Of course, the trick is to create positive movement rather than negative movement. But let's discuss the essence of movement. I'm going to say this. Life is about movement. So, Sivan, your heart stops beating. Okay, or your lungs collapse. Heaven forbid, you're in the studio. What happens? You? It's not a trick question.
You die.
Can I say you stop moving?
Yes.
Okay, so death you could almost equate with stop moving. Movement is life. Life is movement. But we're also saying that a leader walks into a business or a division or a branch where there's no life. In other words, it's not profitable perhaps. And they breathe life into that situation. Which really says leaders are in the business of movement. Movement equals leadership. Leadership equals movement. Whenever you move a situation and or people in any situation, when you move them to a better place, then you lead. So movement equals leadership. Now I'm saying, if movement is the essence of life and leadership, it actually means at times in life we are all leaders. And it means our uncovering of the universal law of movement is the most important truth you will ever learn. Just don't underestimate the power of its simplicity, especially if you've heard it from us before. If your business, and I'm sure you find it in the business where you are, Sivan, Rich, you bump into business leaders all the time, Louis, if your business is somehow not moving as fast or profitable or successful as you need it to, it simply means this. You are not implementing the law of movement effectively enough, consciously enough, all the way through organizational structures. So you could maybe be doing it very effectively at the very top, but the supervisor down there at grassroots level is not implementing the law of movement effectively. If a staff member is not performing or moving as he or she should, again, you as a leader are not assisting this person in successfully implementing this law. If your life, your personal life, is not moving forward as you believe it should, as you wish it would, you are not implementing the law as you should. The school that you're leading as a principal, the little business that you're leading, it's not moving as you want it to. The family, any relationship you may find yourself in, it's not moving as you want it to. Well, simply put, you're not implementing the law of movement as effectively as you should. Now, the fact that you don't consciously know what the law is or what the universal process is that activates it doesn't help either. And that's why today I'm going to share with you the universal law of movement. It is as universal as the law of gravity. This is it. All movement, and this is very simple, whether it's the bird flying or the business moving or you personally, doesn't matter. All movement in life is governed, regulated, determined by the integration or the coming together of only three things: motivation, direction, and structure. All movement is governed by the integration of motivation, direction, and structure. And I'm not talking about successful movement yet. We're going to talk about that more next week. But all three of these elements must come together. All three. Not one or two, but all three. Let me unpack it. Motivation. That's the motive, the reason, the purpose, the why behind the movement. It's the energy needed for anything to move. I would say the highest form of motivation is your own personal aspirations. But if you don't attach some direction to the motivation, it is useless. And that would be some plan, some goals, and we spoke about it in the SMB show as well. And if you're a bird flying, it's northeast, southwest, but there's always a direction attached to the motivation. And let me say this, motivation cannot exist without direction. It cannot. And motivation and direction without structure stands still. I'll prove it to you just now. What is structure? It's the organization, facilities, resources, systems, procedures that give substance to aspirations and directions. So let's zoom in on this. I want you to try and visualize any movement out there without these three elements present. And I'm going to help you with this. So Rich and Sivan, Louis, you drove from your home or your office to the studio. So let's not call it drive, let's call it you moved. Question is, did you apply the law of movement? So Rich, do you think you applied the law of movement? Did you have motivation?
Yes.
Was there a motive, a reason, a purpose? Of course.
Yeah, there was.
Was there direction?
Yes.
18 Vessel Street, Rivonia. You know where it was and you've been here before. What's the structure you used to get here? The resource, the system?
Well, I suppose that would be my vehicle.
That's it, your car. The road systems, the robots, all of that. Sivan, same thing.
Exactly the same.
You applied the law of movement coming in. Did you think I'm applying the law of movement? Of course you didn't. You just moved here as fast as you could. Then you stopped here. Let me go even simpler. You got out of your car. I'm also saying again that if you didn't have all three of these elements present when you got out your car, you wouldn't have moved up the stairs to the studio. So, again, the same motive probably driving you. And by the way, that motive is either a deep one or just a simple one, but your direction in the building up the stairs. And then what was your structure this time, Sivan? Any guesses? It stopped being your car when you got out, but what was your structure that actually moved you up here?
Own skeletal.
That's
system.
It. Your whole system, your legs, your feet.
Muscle.
So your structure changed, but without that, you would not have moved. So to be very simple, the bird that flies, it's got a motive in its head. It's got a direction where it's going to, the Groenewald's lawn where there's nice big fat worms. And it's got its feathers and its wings and the wind patterns helping it to fly. So I'm going very basic here. But what we must understand is, Rich, Sivan, all our leaders out there, if you got in your car with the motivation to get to the studio and it wouldn't start, something was wrong with it. You can have all the motivation in the world. You can have all the clear direction in the world. But if that structure doesn't actually work, you don't move. That doesn't say the structure is more important. But the actual movement doesn't happen unless all three are there. You need all three of those. So I'm going to say to you, if a staff member is not performing, as we call it, during a performance management system or whatever, we would take the word not performing out and say move. That staff member is not moving as he or she should. It is either because he isn't motivated enough. You are not able to link his personal motivations and aspirations in life with the motivations of your business or organization. So you haven't integrated organizational aspirations with personal aspirations. Or you haven't integrated organizational direction with his personal or job directions. He's doing his job every day, but no one has linked that to the company direction. Or he doesn't have the needed structure, systems, procedures. He doesn't have that. Or all three, or two of the three. If our country isn't moving as it should, when all is said and done, the reasons for it are either on a motivational, directional, or structural level. And these are probably not integrated on all levels. The order of this law, is it important, Louis?
Our experience is it is important that the more you understand leadership, the more you realize you have to default back to the motivation. Very good structure with no motivation will die. So, yes, it is important.
The moment when you get the order wrong, your trouble starts. Motivation first, because this is often the people side, but not always. Direction second, structure third. Yeah, I'm going to make a statement and then just in the studio prove it with our guests. Structure serves direction and motivation. For example, in the studio, we have a microphone and table and computers. First question.
An engineer.
Okay, and a great engineer sitting here to my right. First question. This table and microphone, Sivan, is it a motivation, a direction, or a structure?
Structure.
Rich, you agree?
Yeah.
It's definitely a structure. Okay. So do we serve the microphone and the table, or does it serve us today?
It serves us.
It serves us. Let's look at another one, a car, okay, which marketers have so successfully elevated potentially from being a structure to being a motivation. A car. Is a car a motivation, a direction, or a structure?
It should be a structure.
Should, hey?
Yeah.
But what do the marketers do?
Confuse the roles.
They confuse the roles. They want to elevate it to a motivation. It defines you, who you are. But a car, in essence, is a structure in the law of movement. Again, if you turn it upside down and you start serving your car rather than letting your car serve you, you're in trouble. Most difficult question today, money. Is money a motivation, a direction, or a structure? Okay, think about that out there. People get confused with this one. I say it's also a structure, but it can deplete your motivation or it can enhance your motivation and so on and so forth. But money is a resource that helps you give substance to your directions and your motivation. So we can go on and on with examples, but I'm just trying to explain. In business, we often turn the law on its head. We start serving structure, systems, procedures, meetings. We call it bureaucracy. Decision-making slows down because we can't do something because some structure determines we can't. In our own lives, we sometimes fail to place motivation first. The why behind why you live and wake up on a Monday morning. The real purpose of why Sivan exists, why Adrian exists, why... You know, we just move forward in a direction. You do have a motivation, but it's obviously not a very high one. We'll talk about it next week. Few leaders are good at all three of these. Okay, very few leaders have the ability to be very good at motivation, very good at direction, and very good at managing structure. So that's why you have teams. As a leader, you need teams in order to cover for all three of those. Let me ask you something. If you look at Mandela... Let's look at Mandela, Mbeki, and then also Zuma, okay? With the president in front of all of those. But if you take a Nelson Mandela, what was he best at, would you say? Motivation, direction, or structure? Louis, what would be your view?
I would say the quality of his motivation in terms of the whole country and, of course, to extent the direction, but mostly his personal motivation that drove him.
Yeah, he had the ability... Sivan and Rich, this is my view, to unite aspirations and to create a motivation nationally. When he was the leader, it seemed like movement happened. So all three of these elements seemed to come together. But his first strength was probably motivation, maybe secondary direction. He hands over to Mbeki, President Mbeki. What happened with the motivation levels? I know that it just came tumbling down. He wasn't very good at uniting the aspirations of different stakeholders, but bright, intelligent, put good directions in place, sharp, but things, you know, he didn't make it click on all three levels. Then he hands back to Zuma, who, if you've met him, I have interviewed him as a leader. He's on the motivational side. Okay, he's very good at uniting with people. He certainly used to be. Being a president can change you a lot. But back to motivation. So if you look at the movement of our country, where hasn't it really clicked, it seems?
Structure.
Perhaps structure, where the actual delivery happens. So we've got a lot of motivation, a lot of direction, but are we really making it click finally with structures?
You see, Arden, the point is, it's not so much a lack of structure, because there are a lot of laws and systems and regulations, actually how it's used. In other words, the quality of the motivation behind it is, we would say, that's a leadership challenge.
Yeah. So I'll ask your views in a moment, gentlemen. I'm pulling you in as well, but where does your strength lie? I ask you as a leader here and the leaders listening to this and will download the podcast. Think to yourself, where does your strength lie? Are you able to connect with people's motivations or aspirations? Or are you very directional, very experienced, you know all the answers, you know, you've been around the business for a long time, so you can give all the directions when people ask you? Or are you very good at managing structures? That's the managerial component. You're very good at that. But I have news for you. If you're good with one or the other, a non-negotiable in your job as a leader is to create movement. That's what is expected of you wherever you now sit and function as a leader. And if you don't somehow become good at all three of these, you might be in trouble. One or two more points and then I'm done here. Motivation. I'm going to share a universal principle. In terms of creating motivation of people, there's a universal law that says what we create, we support and even love. What we create, we support and even love. Do you have children, Sivan?
Soon.
Okay. Rich, you have?
Yes,
Louis, you
do.
Have. Do you love and support them?
I do.
You will love and support them. Okay. Do you have brothers and sisters with
yes.
With children? You probably love and support them too. But I would guess not as much as your own. Okay, if you're really honest, you love and support your own more. Probably in the most basic form because you were part of their creation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, with your staff, your employees, I find it fascinating in business that we hand down directions. We hand down the motivation of the business, the aspirations and so on, the vision. And then we expect them to have as much ownership for it as we do at the top who created it. I don't know always how, but somehow you have to get people involved in co-creating the movement, in feeling that they created it. Any solution, someone walks into your office with a problem, if you get them to be part of the solution creation, they own it much more. And we wonder why in business from top to bottom, people a couple of levels down don't create the movement that they should. When in a way we have handed down directions to them, we expect that they would be happy with that. And to some degree we must be at peace with the fact that they won't feel the ownership we do. But we have to find a way to get people to be more part of the creation. So that's motivation, direction, and structure. We challenge you as a leader to ponder this law. Ponder it. Think where your strengths lie. Build a team that make up for your weaknesses. Bring the word movement into your vocabulary every day. Create a believable, positive momentum by asking this question: how can I help move the situation in a positive direction? Next week, we talk about successful movement. Okay, that's the law of movement. Not just movement, successful movement. And applying this law is very simple, but it's difficult. And we'll discuss why. Why is it difficult applying this law? And we'll do that after discussing the successful movement. Also, how do you activate this law of movement? To be discussed in future shows. And that's why we place leaders on the leadership platform. It's to discuss what movement they've created. Thoughts on this? Sivan, I've said enough. This is the universal law of movement. Leaders on the business of movement. Your thoughts on the principle, on this lesson, on the discussion?
I think the principle holds true, no matter where you try to apply it. There's two levels of difficulty, though. There's first perfecting the existence of the right motivation, the right direction, and the right structure. But that doesn't solve your entire problem, because once you've done that, you then need them to integrate together, to work together in the right direction, for the right purposes or motivation, using the right structure. So creating each of these three elements is step one. Getting them to work together.
Good point.
Is the real challenge.
And that's what we'll touch on next week. Very good point, yeah. Rich?
I do like the idea of movement, and it's all about movement. And you know, my way of looking at it is the basic human. So what is your purpose as a human, as a person? And that is to leave people better than you found them. And leave is that operative movement word again.
If you're like this, and when I leave you, you're a better human being, let's say, more rounded or more, then there's been movement.
That's right. Because if I stay there, then I stagnate and I can all die with you. I've got to leave you so that you can move on your own and take responsibility for your own movement.
Yeah.
So that's really, you know, and I think as from a leader's point of view, it's all very well to look at the people and say, well, what are you doing for the people and how are you getting that? But what are you doing in your own life to get yourself moving?
Correct.
Because if you're not moving, no one's going to move. It's going to be an illusion that you actually think you're moving.
So ultimately, the greatest form of movement is, firstly, make sure you're moving yourself. Okay? And then secondly, the real joy, perhaps, comes when you start moving those around you, when you start seeing them grow. These are the words we use, grow and so on. But because we use those words, we've never really gotten to the essence of the law of movement, because we use lots of other words that represent movement, like growth, performance, and so on. But we've got to get to that essence. Life is about movement. Leadership is about movement. Now, maybe we must stop doing leadership development. We must start doing movement specialist development. Mm. When people become movement specialists, that instinct of leadership comes to life. We've done a lot of leadership development over the last 100 years. And I'm not sure if we look at the world that we're happy with the return on that kind of investment. A lot of businesses are pulling their hair out of their heads, saying we've done so much, but we're not getting the performance, movement that we want. Make people confident to create movement, Louis.
You know, great leaders are, we find, often you measure them by the spirit of simplicity in which they feel impassioned to express. Rich, you've often expressed things and you bring out an essence of things. That's why you are successful in what you're doing. So the law of movement is a beautiful, simple essence of movement. No matter what we call it, it helps a great deal, and it stops a lot of wastage in life if we can realize that all my movement is dependent on the integration of those three. And of course, then how we do that is the question that we'll discuss next time.
Yeah, so that's the law of movement. Next week we will talk about how to implement it successfully, and we'll build on that, on this specific conversation. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to expand on the conversation. You know, just learn what Sivan feels leadership is all about. And with Rich in the studio, he will tell us where he's traveled to over the last month. He's addressed groups of leaders, not only on social media, but lots of other principles. And we will we'll just hear from him. What's he seeing out there? You know, what's the essences of things he's learning? And if we have time, we'll go through some leadership tweets, and we'll end off with our inspirational thought from a Sibanye executive. Stay with us.
I am the future of South Africa. On my shoulders, I carry the hopes and dreams of generations to come. I'm eager to learn, but even more eager to use my knowledge for good. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye Gold, we believe our youth is worth its weight in gold, which is why we are so committed to developing, nurturing, and grooming our young people into future leaders. Sibanye Gold, we are one.